Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. Brian, we've got lots of ground to cover. First off, let's talk about, Stratford Winterfest. Great to see the Stratford Fighting Irish, a big guy, shall we say, out at Stratford Winterfest last Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know how big that dude is, but he's got to be 30 feet tall. He's our big inflatable Irish guy. And, he travels well, clearly. He could make the drive down the river, and because normally he sits up in the northeast corner of the rink, and he decided he wanted to take a little road trip, get outside, get some fresh air, and check out some Stratford Winterfest.
Oh, that was so much fun, and great having Stratford Fighting Irish hockey on hand for that. Okay, let's talk about some great hockey action. Big win last Saturday, overtime win at the Almond Arena.
Well, it was a real hard stopper. Stratford came out flying just like they wanted to and built themselves a nice 4-1 lead through two periods. Alvinston scored like 12 seconds into the third and then scored another nice one and then got a real greasy one off a defenseman's leg to tie it up. Sent it to overtime, but they were saved again by Graham Brulotte. He comes to the rescue once again. There's been two overtime games in Stratford this year. Graham Brulotte scored the overtime goal both games on a nice feed from Zach Magwood, so those were two critical points to get for the hockey club.
All right, well, that's great momentum heading into the weekend. Gosh, we've got two games this weekend, too.
Another two-game weekend. The one thing about having games in hand on the league is at the end of the schedule, you become pretty busy. So they've got Dunville coming in Saturday night, and they're a tough club. They are still fighting for a playoff spot themselves, so they're going to be desperate for 2 points. They actually came in last year and got a win in Stratford, I believe it was 7-5. So, they're certainly capable of beating Stratford, but these are two big points if Stratford wants to get some home ice advantage in the playoffs.
All right. What's the game time for Saturday?
Saturday is our normal time, 7 o'clock. Gates open about 6 o'clock. And if you can't make it, we are, as always, broadcasting on Sporfy. And we go live about 6:50.
And then we're on the road Sunday.
Yeah, quick turnaround. We got to get a 3 o'clock road game into Tilbury there. So hopefully, looks like the weather is going to be with the Travelers on Sunday afternoon. So it's a night game and then a quick turnaround for a day game against another Tilbury team who are fighting for their playoff lives. And so that's basically all we're going to see for the last four games of the regular season is desperate hockey as teams try to shore up spots for the playoffs.
And it's great hockey, so take it in this weekend if you can with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Brian, anything else on the go that folks need to know?
Well, as always, if they want to hear more about the Stratford Fighting Irish, there's the Armchair Chirpers that I frequent on Monday evenings on YouTube. And, of course, the Ontario Super Hockey League has their own podcast that gets recorded Monday night, usually drops on Tuesday, and it talks about all things involving the Ontario Super Hockey League.
Sounds great. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey and the Armchair Chirpers, too. Brian, thank you so much for the update. Enjoy the hockey action this weekend.
Well, thanks so much for doing this, Jamie. We always love to talk about Irish hockey.